You're with SBS Radio.
Hi, I'm Matt Starr, and you're listening to NITV Radio. And welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Tuesday, the 24th of August. To 8 p.m. last night, New South Wales recorded 753 new cases of community transmission, up to 609 of which may have been infectious while out in the community. The state recorded zero deaths. The Western New South Wales Local Health District recorded 36 new cases overnight, 23 in Dubbo, 5 in Parkes, 2 in Wellington, 2 in Bourke, 2 in Gilgandra, 1 in Narromine, and 1 in Coonamble. This brings the total for the district to 320 cases, 259 of which are located in Dubbo. CEO of the Western New South Wales Local Health District, Scott McLaughlin, has stated that Aboriginal people currently account for 65% of total cases of COVID-19 in the region so far. And so it's especially important to get out to your nearest vaccination hub when you can, and know that there are plenty of doses available across the region. In Dubbo, there's currently a walk-in clinic running at the Dubbo Regional Theatre and Convention Centre. It's walk-in, so no appointments. Bring your Medicare card if you have one, but if not, bring any form of legal ID or your health ID number in order to receive your first dose. Lines are long, so residents are advised to bring food, water, and maybe even a seat if you're unable to stand for long periods. A number of other vaccination locations available by appointment are the Woolpack Function Centre at Dubbo Showground, and at a number of pharmacies such as Bowen's, Priceline, Terry White, and Arana Mall. If you're in the Dubbo area but are unable to get yourself to a vaccination clinic, please reach out to Live Better, a charity who are offering transport services in the area. You can call them on 02 6882 7711. That's 02 6882 7711. Outside of Dubbo, but still in the Western New South Wales Local Health District, there are vaccinations available from the ADF in Warren, Bourke, Parkes, and Narromine. The vaccination clinic in Wellington is also available to call for an appointment, but please note that it is quite busy at the moment. Residents of Brewarina are advised that there's a pop-up clinic planned for this upcoming weekend from Friday, August 27th to Sunday, August 29th. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander residents aged 12 and over are eligible for Pfizer and are welcome to walk in, no bookings essential. State Member for Dubbo Dougald Saunders also wishes to remind everyone to only send one person per household out for groceries if you can, but if you need to bring children or a support person, that's still within the rules and okay to do. But of course, where you can, minimise movements outside the home as much as possible. The state's Far West Local Health District recorded 15 new cases overnight, all of which were recorded in Wilcannia. However, one of those positive tests is of someone who's currently located in Queensland, but since they were tested in Wilcannia, they're included in the numbers. So really that's 14 positive cases remaining in Wilcannia. COVID testing is available at Wilcannia Oval from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily, and drive-through testing is available at Memorial Oval in Broken Hill from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week. Residents of Broken Hill can book an appointment for vaccination with the Royal Flying Doctors Service at the Flight Services Building on Airport Road in Broken Hill. Be advised that they're experiencing a large volume of phone calls, so it's best to book your appointment online via HotDoc. That's all for the New South Wales updates. Now on to Victoria, where there have been 50 new cases recorded overnight, 40 of which are linked to known outbreaks, with 10 unknown sources now under investigation by contact tracers. With regards to the growing Shepparton cluster, there have been no positive test results among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in connection with that cluster in the last 24 hours. Victorian Premier Dan Andrews also announced in a press conference today that all Victorians over the age of 18 are now eligible for both vaccines, and 16 and 17-year-olds are eligible for Pfizer only. This comes after statistics showing that well over half of the 522 total cases in the current outbreak are among those aged 29 and under, with over 200 of those being aged between 0 and 19. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr, and for more information and the latest COVID updates, go to our NITV Radio website.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.